jump right into the discussion matters. And I see the first one up is Brian Johnson.
There he is.
He loves the grand...
the grand entry.
Yeah.
It almost feels like...
We should have a curtain there for
talk
show hosts, guys.
So we had a jurisdictional determination from Dakota Natural Gas. I did send it out to you. I guess I'll just... It appears that... the way it's designed and is going to be used, especially for siting purposes on our end, it appears to be a distribution line. It comes off of a transmission line. It's all poly. The 4-inch and 2-inch is going to be trenched in along with the 6-inch. Anything under 4.5 inches that's trenched in, there's an exception built into law so that those portions of it definitely fit in there. And the rest of it, between design pressure and everything else, it appears to be a distribution line. So if you guys are in agreement, I can send that letter to them and let them know that we do view it for setting purposes as a distribution line.
I do not have objection to it. It's not in my portfolio, I guess, but I didn't find anything objectionable.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought your analysis was good, and I appreciated the memo. It was
sure.
Well done. So
absolutely.
Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay, the next one I put on here, and that is compliance. And I just want to emphasize, not that there's any problem that I'm seeing, but over the years, a number of the compliance things aren't solely our jurisdictional. You know, we have PHMSA involved in certain areas, our state agencies, and maybe in some of these, and certainly the Federal Rail Administration mm-hmm. with rail safety. And so I was just kind of thinking ahead here, because compliance, we have two different commissioners with portfolio holdings within compliance, rather than thinking about these in boxes and what might be needed in the future, whether we're talking about, I don't know if there's anything, you know, significant changes needed as far as pipeline safety, weights and measures, damage prevention, or rail safety, but I just wanted to discuss this in an open meeting and encourage each of you as portfolio holders to kind of do your own little strategic planning with the director and see if there are changes coming, requirements coming that, you know, might need additional hirings here, might need additional funding, or might need law changes. And if you could do some of that in the coming weeks so that maybe shortly after the first of the year we could have a work session or two and bring all these together and discuss them. And my point in starting now is so that if there is anything of significance that's needed, we can be addressing it already. And this, I assume the governor will do the strategic mm-hmm. reviews as he has in the past, and that'll probably be like April or May. And so I just wanted to encourage each of you to do some
sure.
long-range planning in your portfolio yeah. holdings.
Well, Commissioner Crispin, I can tell you with certainty we've already started that some time ago. I know I've been working with Conrad and Caleb on that area, and they already have data and some stuff that I would most likely bringing forth some changes, looking at doing some changes already. So,
so yeah. when you think you're both ready, if you can just notify Conrad and we'll get a work session scheduled.
You might want to schedule the work session in January. I'd be good with that. And then, because I think it would just work better that way, get it on the calendar.
Okay. I didn't look very far ahead. So, Steve,
I mean,
let's
right
put
now,
that on scheduling for the 29th, please.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
And, Julie, I'll kind of take the lead on that and working with the division director.
Well,
well,
yes,
yeah.
For
Julie
your stuff.
Have it
yep.
on rail. Though.
Yeah, I'll do the rail stuff, yep. but yeah, for sure. I mean, we can sit down at our next rail meeting and add that to our list, and then we'll be sure to cover it before then.
Okay. Thanks, Conrad. And the last thing, unless someone has something to add for discussion, is the PSC Public Recognition and Holiday Celebration. And I worked with staff. Did you guys ever come up with a date or two, or were we just starting with where I had left off?
No, I think you had determined you had a couple of dates you thought.
Well, I that was mainly based on my own calendar, and I don't know if anyone else has looked ahead, but I will tell you that for me, December 19th, 20th, and 21st seem to be kind of open and available and seem like they would work well. And I have some more dates potentially, like the week before, the 11th, the 14th, or the 15th. But in the past, you know, we've tried to avoid Mondays and Fridays, and that contains one of each. Because sometimes if someone's trying to do a three-day weekend, that can be an interference. But since I threw these out, I will tell you that the 19th, 20th, and 21st, one employee of the PSE has a surgery scheduled. And so, I mean, no matter what date we pick, yeah, there's going to be some people who can't make it. But in this case, we already know of one that's scheduled, and so.
Well, looking at my schedule, I know we don't like Mondays, but what a way to start out a week. At the 11th, Monday the 11th works best for me on all those dates that you threw out.
It can be problematic with people if we, and this is the next thing I guess to discuss is, I guess I kind of got ahead of myself. This is actually the scheduling part, which is next. So the first thing we need to do is what we're going to do for the Christmas party. That's actually the discussion part of this. And if it involves like a potluck or something like we've done in the past, sometimes Monday food preparation is difficult for people if they were doing something else on the weekend. And
yeah.
So that's been a problem with Mondays too. But
Conrad, Thursdays work.
I thought Thursdays was best, to be honest, because that's when people.
Oh, yeah, that was the thing with Fridays. We have some people that work 4-day weeks.
I thought Thursdays made it so people who are on the road would be likely back or could arrange their schedule to be back.
And then having it in the afternoon allows the ones to travel home to leave after and still be back.
Yeah. And I think that's where Mondays gets problematic because a lot of the on-the-road folks are kind of, that's their game, go get going, productive day. So does the 14th work? It works. Almost any of those days work for me.
It doesn't for me. I'm out of the office on the 14th.
And are you out of the office the next?
On the 21st. Because we have LEC on the 14th, too. I was going to say we either need to start early enough to be done and over there or need to get them to push the time back a little bit if we do the 14th.
Well, 21st works.
It'll be very Christmassy by then.
Yeah.
Going once, going twice.
And so the one employee that just will be a reality then. We'll not be able to make that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the 21st it is. Oh,
thank you.
Wait a minute. Now we got back ahead with scheduling again.
That's all right.
So, what do we want to do for this?
I like that. I don't see any reason to change the potluck.
I agree.
I haven't heard a groundswell of folks who don't like it. It seems like it's fun. People like it. Am I seeing nodding?
Nice variety.
Yeah?
Nobody's gotten too
Jack,
sick.
Jack, you want to change it?
No, I think it sounds like a lot of work to change it.
Why mess with perfection? Right. Well, that time of year, too, it's hard. It's busy for everyone, so keeping it, you know, somewhat manageable for.
And this was no theme, really, right? The Christmas one, just kind of whatever.
Well, people there's games and things. There, it seems like there's a committee that helps put this together.
But we usually did something in February that was more chili oriented. But this is really anything, as I recall.
I think it's got its own theme. It's called Holiday.
Yeah.
But I mean, not a specific food.
Food, no. This was has always been potluck.
Yeah.
Potluck, and we sign up, and people bring their famous dip and horseradish and salad.
Would you like me to just assign a committee to work on? Did you guys, sometimes we've gone and done trivia or something like that.
The committee does that.
Did you like that kind of thing better, or just additional time to spend in here? You know, when we do something like that, it sort of distracts from the just over the table, a little time to chat and
Robert.
And visit. And
I feel like there was a survey done after the last Christmas party. Is that true, Pamela?
I think the last one was canceled.
Yeah.
Several times.
Yeah. Last year we just kept striking out with snowstorms.
Oh, that's right.
Session happened.
That's right. We were. Ugh, that was. No.
So it's been 13 months since our annual holiday party.
Okay, so I think we should. I don't know. I feel like there's a group of folks that have worked on this a lot, and I think it's fun to have some activities. We do a lot of all of our other things are just visit. So, I don't know.
Are you okay with that too, Sherry?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get a team put together to strategize something. I'm sure by the time we're finished up with this, I bet I'll have a dozen volunteer notes on my desk.
Sure you will. They'll be beating down your door. They're already lining up.
Okay. And then so moving to scheduling. So we've already taken care of the first one. That will be the 21st. And then is rescheduling the Energy Development and Transmission Committee meeting.
Yeah, that one got sidelined because of the session. And so, Steve, you've been on those emails. What date was it that they are suggesting? Was it the 18th or the 19th?
I thought it was the 18th, but let's verify.
That's Monday. Monday the 18th, December.
This is the
energy, nuclear.
Yep.
In the joint committee with the House, or with the House and Senate Joint Energy Committee, Interim Energy Committee. They're having their meeting. They'll have it in the morning. We'll do this nuclear thing in the afternoon. Did you happen to keep track of that yesterday, Steve? Was there anything more?
No, there wasn't anything, I don't think, more.
I feel like the guy was going to look and see if that date really worked for him.
That was the last I saw, was they were still determining whether or not that was a viable date.
So do you want to hold on our calendar right now?
Well, I wanted to see how that, before we weighed in, I wanted
you find
guys
that email?
Yeah, me too.
I actually, on the 18th, from 9 to 12:30, have a SPP meeting.
So this would have been in the afternoon, I think. We were looking at 1:30.
Okay, because I was going to say this particular meeting, I could have someone from staff fill in for me if it
18th.
Was essential, but rather not.
The 18th, 1 o'clock is...
Friday the 15th or the 18th was...
Yeah, but the 15th is out for Jeff, the nuclear guy. So
yep.
He's saying Monday the 18th he's available after 1
yep.
Eastern time. So it would be 12 hour time. So if we went with 1 o'clock Central, an hour and a half, can we put that hold on our schedule for Monday the 18th?
You said starting at 1.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
That works for me. Does that work for you, Sherry?
Yeah, the 18th works. The 15th didn't.
Steve, will you get back to them right away that is being held for us?
Do that today, yep.
Okay. All right.
Anything else for scheduling?
And then, Pamela, will you make sure to get that hold ASAP? Thank you.
Okay. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.